Watchdog, woke cops failing public with dire performance, just 4% of thefts charged. By Kurt Sindelka on August 14, 2022. With a dismal number of burglaries and theft actually resulting in criminal charges, an official police watchdog has declared that Britain's increasingly woke forces have failed the public. A report from Her Majesty's Chief Inspector of Constabulary, Andy Cook, found there was an unacceptable and unsustainable rate of solving thefts or burglaries by police forces throughout the country, with Home Office figures showing just 6.3% of domestic burglaries and 4% of thefts resulted in criminal charges. The report found that in 71% of burglary cases, victims were not even provided with any advice on how to preserve evidence during their initial call to police. It went on to say that there was a failure among police forces in carrying out basic investigative work, such as collecting CCTV evidence or going door-to-door to conduct inquiries. The watchdog blamed a lack of experience among detectives as well as poor supervision from those with experience for the escalating failures. Burglary, robbery and theft are not minor crimes. They are crimes that strike at the heart of how safe people feel in their own homes or communities, Mr. Cook said for Sky News. The current low charge rates for these crimes are unacceptable and unsustainable. There needs to be a concerted drive to address this issue because it directly affects the public's confidence in the police's ability to keep them safe. In order for people to have confidence and trust in policing, they need to see visible action in their own communities. They need to see the police actively engaging and also actively investigating offenses that matter to them on a daily basis. Over the past month, police forces have come under harsh criticism for devoting precious man-hours to policing supposedly offensive content online, rather than focusing on proper crimes. In July, Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox released footage on social media of an unnamed veteran being arrested for sharing a meme on Facebook by the Hampshire Constabulary. The meme in question displayed four Progress Pride flags together in order to form a swastika, in apparent mockery of the authoritarian woke movement in Britain. For sharing the picture, the veteran was cuffed outside his home by multiple officers and arrested because someone was offended. Just days prior, feminist campaigner Posy Parker revealed that police had doorstepped her for allegedly being untoward about pedophiles in one of her YouTube videos. The actions from the two police forces came less than a week after the College of Policing issued national guidance which said that officers should focus on crimes such as burglaries rather than intervening in debates on Twitter. In response to the report from the police watchdog, National Police Chiefs Council Acquisitive Crime Lead Deputy Chief Constable Amanda Blakeman claimed they would study the recommendations and work to assist forces in implementing improvements. "We absolutely recognize how invasive and traumatic it is to be a victim of these serious offenses," she added. College of Policing Chief Executive Chief Constable Andy Marsh said the report was absolutely right to recommend the full adoption of existing national standards. "Only by taking a consistent approach will we fully protect the public and not let burglars off the hook." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.